Good evening. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday of Advent, Year A. Our readings today, Isaiah 35 verses 1 to 10, Psalm 146, the Epistle of James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 10, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in You we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because You are the Lord. Amen. Sovereign Lord, You are the God of grace and You are the King over all creation. We pray for ourselves and Your people everywhere. May our words and our thoughts, our hymns and our prayers bring You glory. May we so worship You here that our songs of praise will bring joy to the world and hope of freedom to many through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The hymn, Thy Kingdom Come, CPWI 53. We pray the collect for the third Sunday of Advent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Stir up Your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And, because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let Your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with You and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Evidence of God's Love. Evidence of God's Love. Love, we know, is an action word. True love always expresses itself in action. John in his first letter reminds us that God is love. Therefore, we would expect that God would express God's love in action. God used the prophets to bring God's word to the people of God. In our Old Testament lesson today from Isaiah 35, even though the prophet was called to bring words of condemnation to the people of Judah for their constant disobedience, which resulted in idolatry and injustice among God's people, and as a result, they will be punished by defeat at the hands of the Babylonians and taken into exile, God expresses God's love for God's people. Their time of exile will be limited to 70 years. When they are finally released from captivity, all creation will rejoice. God will express God's love for them by making the wilderness, the dry land, and the desert become a garden in full bloom with rich color and aroma. God says through the prophets, "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing." Isaiah 35 verses 1 and 2. The people of God would not only see the glory of God, they would experience the love of God. The weak hands will be strengthened and the feeble knees made firm. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Isaiah 35 verses 5 and 6. God in love will transform the desert into a place of beauty, a livable place for God's people. God in love will create a safe road for God's people to return from exile. This road will be called the Holy Way. Only those who repent and are cleansed from their sins will be able to travel by that road. Because of God's love, Israel's disabled people will be made whole. The deaf will hear, the blind will see, the mute will talk, and the lame will jump for joy. God in love will transform barrenness into fertility and brokenness into wholeness. God is not only able but willing, because of God's love for God's people, to bring this great transformation into being. The children of Israel, the people of God, did return from exile, and were able to reestablish themselves once more as God's chosen, the object of God's love. The well-known passage in the Gospel of John reminds us that the coming of the Messiah was as a result of God's loving action. Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. God acted out of love by sending Jesus into the world. Jesus, in his ministry, demonstrated the love of God for all people, Jews and Gentiles alike. When John, imprisoned by the cruel and corrupt Antipas, because John challenged him for marrying his half-brother Philip's wife, in prison, John began to doubt if Jesus was really the Messiah. John sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Matthew chapter 11, verse 3b. Jesus responded by pointing John's disciples to the outcome of his loving actions. Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 and 5. Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, was transforming lives by loving action. That is the evidence that he is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of the Living God. God loves, God acts. God's actions transform. God's actions give new life. God's actions are for all who believe. Because of his experience of God's love and faithfulness, the psalmist warns us, "Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth, and on that very day, their plans perish." Psalm 146, verse 3. "In whom, therefore, shall we put our trust?" The psalmist responds, "Happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin." Psalm 146, verses 5 to 9. The psalmist affirms that because of God's loving action, we can trust God. We can praise the Lord as long as we live. We can sing praises to God all the days of our life. God's loving action has the power to transform us. God invites us as disciples of Christ to transform others. Our task as disciples of Christ, as members of the body of Christ, the church, is to help others to experience God's love through us. God has equipped us with the Holy Spirit, who is able to give us the love of God and the love from God to enable us to carry out loving actions in the world. The hymn writer reminds us, "They shall know we are Christians by our love." God invites us to carry out loving action in the world. That is what disciples of Christ, the Messiah, are called to do. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, our loving action can bring about transformation in the lives of others. God can use us to help others to experience loving action in the world. The prayer attributed to St. Francis of Assisi reminds us that God can make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, we will be able to show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. And where there is darkness, light. We can be used as instruments of God's love in the world. Are we willing? Will we make ourselves available to God to enable God to use us as evidence of God's love in the world? Are we willing to respond? "Here am I, Lord, send me." Amen. Let us pray. Rejoice, the Lord is near. Come, Lord Jesus. Liberating God, we rejoice in your freedom and our hearts sing for joy in your salvation. Open our lips to proclaim your Son. Inspire your church to delight in your presence. Rejoice, the Lord is near. Come, Lord Jesus. Eternal Lord, you rule over the heavens and the earth. Transform our politics, that all may have cause to rejoice and celebrate the fulfillment of your promises. Stir all nations to honor the dignity of all people. Rejoice, the Lord is near. Come, Lord Jesus. God of justice, as we look to celebrate again the birth of your Son, increase within us your compassion and mercy for all who are hungry, excluded, or on the margins of our society. May your promises be shown in deed as well as words. Rejoice, the Lord is near. Come, Lord Jesus. God of healing and hope, be with all whose hands and limbs are swollen with arthritis or whose abilities are restricted. We pray for all who are disabled in any way.